BFBS are proud to announce
a proper pick and mix of musical treats.
This Mayday, grab a scoop of sweet music treats.
The Pick and Mix Mayday.
Pick and Mix Mayday.
Pick
and
Mix
Mayday.
Now.
Now.
BFBS Country.
We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dress like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eyes of all the pretty girls that are walking by. And those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, tan lines and gas station cheap sunglasses. They come in here from all around to get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee, honey, cotton, a bus. Them south sounds abound. Some are dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down. Yeah. Should take it slow. She's dancing on the dock, and it's only 2 o'clock. Yeah, the fish ain't biting, cause the party's on. Oh man, I'm thinking about going home. But those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, they're gonna get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee, honey, kind of us. Them south sounds abound. Summer dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove.
Carrie Underwood with Southbound. Lauren Mitchell here with you for a very special country hour here on BFBS, the Forster Station. It's great to have your company. Now, if you aren't a massive fan of country, I bet in this next hour I am going to change your mind, because country music now is so much different from what it used to be. We can't even define it as one genre, because there are just so many different artists within the genre now that it's impossible to just define it as one thing. And I'm very much looking forward to playing you a number of different artists and changing that opinion. But if you are a country fan, dust off your hat, get your boots on and prepare to have a good old time. I've got music on the way from Casey Musgraves, some Zac Brown Band, and I've got a very special guest from Nashville on the show. Remember Nashville, the TV show? Oh yeah. I'm really treating you this bank holiday. But I've got an artist for you now named Bailey Zimmerman. You may remember he teamed up with Jonas Brothers not that long ago. He's only 23 and he's full of talent, right? He's a country singer-songwriter, but he has an edge of rock about him. And he only released his debut album last year. He's definitely one to watch on the country scene. This is Fall in Love.
trip to South Carolina just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man, put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast, that ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know, he don't know you like I did. Money talks, but I ain't buying.
Told you he was good. He's Bailey Zimmerman, Fall in Love on BFBS, The Forces Station. Now, I just want to take a moment to talk about what country music means to me. I grew up on country music. Basically, my mum and my grandparents were line dancers. So I was that kid that was in the corner of some like victory club with all the coats on her, making sure that I could go to sleep whilst everybody else was having a good old dance. And my granddad was a massive fan of country music. Whenever I was in his car, it would always be playing. So whenever I listen to country music, I always think of my granddad. He passed away last year. Really, really sad. And whenever I listen to country music, it doesn't even make me sad. It just makes me feel happy knowing that if he was still here, I'd be listening to it along with him. And I'm sure he would be listening to this show right now if he was still here. But it's such a great genre and there's so many emotions that go into it, which is why I love it so, so much. And here's a track for you now by Zac Brown Band. This is Someone I Used to Know.
Hometown hero at the bar, burned out highline superstar, you know. Kept the buzz to fill the hole, loved the lights, stole the show. Someone I used to know
It's the strings in that song for me. Zac Brown Band, Someone I Used to Know on BFBS, The Forster Station. I've got a tune for you now that was a former Fresh New Music track. You've probably heard it on the BFBS playlist and it is all over TikTok. You might even know the line dance. Even I know the line dance. Is it sad or is it impressive? I think it's the latter, but it's up to you to decide. This is Dasha with Austin.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA and that's where you'll be forgotten. Wash up in Austin. Hell of a bluff, you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye. Just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you enough? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in.
Did you do the TikTok dance? I bet you did. Lauren Mitchell here with you for a very special Country Hour on BFBS, the Forces station. And coming up, I'm going to be chatting with one amazing guest. If you can remember Nashville back in 2012, you might remember a small character named Deacon. Yep, we talk to Charles Esten next.
John Wayne, showing up and shooting down everybody. You're classic in the wrong way, and we all know the end of the story. 'Cause everyone knows someone who kills the buzz every time they open up their mouth. Yeah, everyone knows someone who knows someone who thinks they're cooler than everybody else. And I
is Casey Musgraves, High Horse on BFBS, the Forces station. Now, we have an amazing guest for your country show. You may recognise him from Outer Banks. Whose line is it anyway? He's even made a few cameos on The US Office, but He's definitely most famous for playing Deacon in Nashville. And after his stint on the show, it was clear he had a passion for country music. And an album and a UK tour is coming our way. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce Charles Eston to a very special BFBS country show.
Thank you so much, Lauren. You still got that new show smell, like a car, like a brand new car. It smells great in here.
New car smell is the best smell. But I guess we kind of got to start from the beginning a little bit. Would you say that you were a country singer originally, or was it Nashville that sort of brought that out within you?
My father played a lot of country music when I was growing up. And it was also on the charts, whether it was Glen Campbell and eventually that was Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson. My dad played me all the greats and told me stories about the Grand Ole Opry. And so I knew all of that. But then when I went off to college, it was more about rock band. It was more about loud music. We were playing U2, Police. We were just, and so I stepped away from it there. Then when I went to LA and slowly I had a family, I have three kids now. When they were little, I wasn't able to rage as hard on the radio. So I moved over to the country station and I found that it was like going home again, that those songs I had loved and the new, whether it was 90s country or what came later, started really pulling my heart. And I found that the songs I was writing, because I never stopped writing, they were more country. And what I love about country music is the stories it tells and that it can be very specific and that sometimes rock or pop gets a little more abstract. I like literal songs that literally mean something and then turn something in your heart like that. So slowly I started getting drawn to it to the point where I was literally writing only country music. I had a friend that was coming from Nashville back and forth to LA, and we would write country songs together. And I was just hoping to get a cut, hoping that, maybe Tim McGraw would hear one of these and cut it. And a couple of times she invited me to come back to Nashville where I'd never been. At the Bluebird Cafe, the famous Bluebird Cafe, where songwriters assemble and hits have been heard for the very first time at the Bluebird. Twice I had a ticket to fly there and play there. Twice I had to cancel because I got acting work. And I remember saying, when am I ever going to get to go to Nashville? That'll never happen. And then on this very desk, I got a script that said Nashville right up. It was this desk back in LA when I was in LA. That brought me to Nashville and it opened this world wide up to me.
Would you say that you're surprised that country in the UK is still sort of a breakthrough genre as it is, like, compared to the US?
The breakthrough has occurred and is just occurring even more. And one of the things that I'm most honored about is that the show Nashville gets brought up as to part of why that's happened. That I was on a show that introduced so many in the UK to country music for their very first time, or maybe they had an image of what it was that was a little dated and a little old and it wasn't more current. And once they fell for the show, it started opening up other things. I've heard from so many people at C2C and that incredible festival and just other venues that we had a hand in that. And that's the highest praise you could give me, because I told you I love this genre. So if we were able to spread the gospel of country, that's awesome. But the other thing that's doing it is all these incredible artists. From I went over there in 19 with Luke Combs, and I've seen what's happened to his popularity over there right now. I've just seen my friend Ashley McBride is just finished an incredibly, I can tell, successful tour over there. I love playing country music in the UK. I have a long history with the UK. I went there when I was a young man and played Buddy Holly for a couple years and lived in Paddington and worked in Victoria. And
wow.
And I got experiences with the British audiences, and there's nothing like them.
Love Ain't Pretty, the new album. Let's go from there. So you have co-written all of the songs that are on the album. But it's technically like your first ever solo album. Is that quite special to you?
Yeah, it's not just technically. It is actually my first ever solo album. The reason you say that is how many singles I've put out. So it's not like it's my first music I've put out, but it is the first album. And it's very special to me. And honestly, I think that's why it took so long.
So we're going to hear one of Charles Eston's tracks now, straight from his brand new album, Love Ain't Pretty. This is Down the Road, featuring Eric Pasley.
That was Down the Road by Charles Eston featuring Eric Pasley on BFBS, the Forster station. If you're just joining us, well, you've done so at the right time because I am currently chatting with the Charles Eston. And you come into the UK, hitting some of the hot spots, Gateshead, London, Salford,
absolutely,
Birmingham, Bristol. Now that you're coming over to the UK and you come into Salford, do you fancy auditioning for a role on Coronation Street whilst you're in Salford?
Well, I tell you what, you talk about one of the grand shows in all of television history. I mean, utterly historic. And I've watched an episode or two when I was living over there. We'll see how the acting work is going. For now, the music is keeping my end up. But if they need that... Can you imagine the country star from America on Coronation Street? That would be an interesting character to somehow squeeze in there, don't you think?
And then you'll have luck walking on the cobbles outside, so it'll be quite funny. Great TV,
especially
I'm telling
cowboy
you
boots.
Yeah. So if you could summarise your time on Nashville in three words, what would those three words be? Probably an impossible
Ooh.
Task, I know.
Life that's good. That was one of my favorite songs from the show called A Life That's Good. But that show made me so grateful, but not just for that moment, but for all I had done before, because everything I had done before it and everything I'd been through, the good and the bad, prepared me for that moment and made me grateful for that moment and set me off for the future. And I think that's a real lesson of the show, is that, and it's right there in the album. Love Ain't Pretty could have been the better answer. take two. No, I'm only kidding. But they have a similar meaning, and that is, you can end up being grateful for all of it. Love ain't pretty is the line, but damn, it's beautiful. And so what I mean is, life is hard, but life is good. So it's life that's good, would be those three words.
I'm really glad that you decided to use those three words and put them together rather than give me three individual. I really like how you did that.
Sure. Well, I'm a songwriter.
Clever. And, speaking of songwriting, you had to be very on the ball when you were filming Whose Line Is It Anyway? Would you say that you have taken a different writing approach to your album than you have done in the 30 seconds that you had to come up with something on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Absolutely. When I came here to Nashville to do these co-writes with people, and you'd go into the room and maybe write for 4 or 5 hours. I was like, this is much easier than having to come up with a song in 15 seconds off the top of your head. I will say, though, that they serve each other. I'm quick in the room. I'm quick in that moment of coming up with something. I might take a little longer and go a little deeper and make it a little better. But I have these word games going on in my head at all times anyway. If I'd never been on Whose Line Is It Anyway, little songs would be coming up in my head. They always did. And it's the same way now. I walk around with a little snippet of a song in my head, so I'll just grab my phone and sing it into my phone so I have it for later. But the other thing I will say is that I can be one of those people that puts things off, that, you know, I take a little paralysis of analysis. That's why the album took so long. It's because there wasn't really a deadline. And so I took my time. It's nice to have a deadline. That's the beautiful thing about improv, is everybody's watching. The title is this, go. And it forces you out of that part of you that is careful and trying to be perfect into that part of you that is reckless and just trying to have fun. And I try to keep that part of me in the other songwriting as well.
Thank you so much for taking out your time and staying even later than you should have done. I feel really privileged now.
Well, thank you, Lauren. Thanks for your time.
BSBS Country.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. Will you make your mind up? I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? The sky falls or the sun stops burning, we could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Somebody else and I don't need you. Damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if
It's Kane Brown featuring Lauren Alaney on BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm Lauren Mitchell. Thank you so much for keeping me company here on BFBS. Now, did you know that Kane Brown actually tried to join the military? When he was younger, he played lots of sports in schools and went through a process of trying to join up. However, they rejected him because of his tattoos. Now, this was a long time ago, but obviously they were forbidden at the time. I wonder if he ever gets bored of making, you know, absolute country belters that he might try and enlist again. I'm sure he'd be welcome with open arms, tattoos and all. But here is a latest track from Ilse. You might have heard her on the BFBS playlist. She has co-written some amazing tracks like Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson, even High Hopes by Panic at the Disco, which I find insane because she's got such a soft, beautiful voice. This is No California.
We used to drive to the ocean, lie by the waves, bathe in the moment. Now I'm alone, I pray for rain to come. Take me away. Full of pain, even in winter, bright sunny days, I pray for rain to come. Oh, but it never does.
Ilse, No California on BFBS, the Forces Station. I've got a track for you now by Darius Rucker. Now, you might know him as being the lead vocalist of Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish actually made a very special appearance in an episode of Friends back in season 2. If you remember that lovely episode where there was a conflict between Monica, Ross and Chandler, Phoebe, Joey and Rachel about money. And they all got concert tickets for Ross's birthday. That was Hootie and the Blowfish. But Darius Rucker, he's a bit of a rock star, if I do say so myself, because he became the first Black American to win the New Artist Award in 2009 with the Country Association. And I'm about to play you a track called Don't Think, I Don't Think About It. Now, this was his first single from his second album, Learn to Live, and it hit number one on the Hot Country Charts song, making it the first song by a Black artist to hit number one since Charlie Pride in 1983. He's an absolute trailblazer and I love him so much. I can't wait to play this track. It's Darius Rucker, Don't Think, I Don't Think About It.
I left out in a cloud of taillights and dust. Swore I wasn't coming back, said I'd had enough. Saw you in the rearview standing, fading from my life. But I wasn't turning round. No, not this time. But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't wonder about. Could have been, should have been, all worked out. I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think about it. When we make choices, we gotta live with them. Heard you found a real good man and you married him. I wonder if sometimes I cross your mind. Where would we be today if I never drove that car away? Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets. Don't think it don't get to me. Between the work and the hurt and the whiskey, don't think I don't wonder about. Could've been, should've been, all worked out. Yeah, I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't think. I don't think about it. No, no. Don't think I don't. Don't think I don't.
I could listen to Darius Rucker all day. It's BFBS, the Forces Station. Lauren Mitchell here with you on a very special country hour for your bank holiday. It's great to have your company wherever you're listening across our Forces world. Now, earlier on, I was talking about the fact that country can no longer be defined as just one genre. And I've got a song for you next that proves just that. Can you remember a small band called One Direction? I certainly can. My 13-year-old self is screaming right now. And a band member, Niall Horan, decided to team up with Maren Morris to create a country belter, if I do say so myself. And you know exactly what I mean when I say that country is no longer defined to just one genre. We've taken a pop artist, popped them with a country artist, and they've made a masterpiece. This is Seeing Blind.
I have seen it all in pain. Dreams, I watched it unfold on the screen, but I never understood. I have heard
you're talking to me first. I never thought you would.
But you make love and fun. I never knew it could be. Hey,
I see you from a different point of view. Feels too good to be true. I found my missing. It's a sight I can't describe. Oh, I must be seeing blind.
Oh, my, my, you just took me by surprise, and I can't believe my eyes. Oh, I must be seeing blind. Oh, no, you're too good to be all mine. Now I'm looking in your eyes. Oh, I must be seeing blind.
It's Niall Horan and Maren Morris taking us back to 2018 with Seeing Blind on BFBS, the Forster Station. Now, when that song was released, Maren Morris actually joined Niall Horan as a guest on his tour in Australia. And Australia were the first people to get this song. It was released in Australia first before it was released to the rest of the world. Am I miffed? Yes, I am. But I'm not so mad about it now. I've got a tune for you now for all the Swifties. Now, I know what you're thinking. Taylor Swift, she's not a country artist. She actually started out in country, and I think a lot of people forget about that, because I always love me a bit of retro Taylor Swift, because she will always be a country girl at heart. So let's hear one of her first ever singles and my karaoke song. It's Love Story.
Saw you, I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you.
Julie!
Is Taylor Swift with Love Story on BFBS, the Forces station, taking us all the way back to 2008. Rumour has it she wrote that song about Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers. That's a lot of Swifties that have created that speculation. It has never been confirmed nor denied. But I'll tell you something, you never want to upset Taylor Swift, do you? Because she will just make a song about it. It's BFBS, the Forces station. It is now my time to get out of here. Thank you so much for joining me on this very special country show. It's meant a lot to me. I hope it's meant a lot to you. I'm going to leave you with a fantastic upcoming artist on the country scene, taking us up to the news. This is Luke Combs, Going, Going, Gone.
Some things in life are meant to fly. Others, they were born to run. You can't tie down up and leave it, like the changing of the seasons. Good things are coming and they go. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona.
On the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.